Time is running out for divers who say weather conditions will change for the worst within the next 24 hours and force them to call off the underwater search. Yesterday evening, divers moved the focus of their search to a new area near the beacon where witnesses of the tragedy last saw Barry. It's understood they'll continue their search efforts here today, with conditions expected to be favourable at 12:30 when the tide is at its lowest. Speaking to Red FM News, Harry Lewis, who's shuttling divers to and from the scene, says every available diver is involved in the search operation.
There's naval divers and there's actually quite a big contingent of local divers, John Carney diving, and there's a couple other local divers as well that have a kind of a mini pool of search and rescue divers that are trained.
Meanwhile, land searches also resumed this morning for the missing 21-year-old as the seafaring community of Baltimore rally around to help in any way they can. It's not the first time a tragedy at sea has hit West Cork. 3 years ago, the nearby village of Union Hall was plunged into sadness when five fishermen lost their lives after their trawler, the T-Bonhomme, sank at the mouth of Glandore Harbour. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Baltimore.